Good morning, everyone. It's such an old story. There's a hiccup overseas. Dubai says it's maybe going to miss some payments.
That's
on $60 billion of debt on this day after Thanksgiving. And markets are all worried and interlocked in a sense of fear that maybe another collapse is looming. We talked about that at the top of the hour. But it's said all over the world that the engine of the world economy is U.S. consumers.
Absolutely.
And if you tuned into any of the television networks this morning, they've got shots of all the stores opening at 5 and
right.
The mobs. I don't know where people get the energy the day after Thanksgiving to go.
I applaud them.
I applaud them. And the entire world economy applauds them indeed, because the U.S. demand seems to be strong. Although there is a suspicion that on this Black Friday, retail sales for the holiday season could be down as much as 3% this year, a recession year here in the United States. But here's an interesting statistic. 10% of job seekers in the second quarter of 2009, and it was the second quarter of 2009 where unemployment really began to spike, head up towards 10%. 1 in 10 of those job seekers started new businesses and actually landed some form of employment for themselves. Joining us now is Spencer Ante, associate editor with Business Week and author of Creative Capital, on the line here in New York. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
How risky is it in a time of economic downturn to actually decide to go it alone and start your own business?
Well, you know, there's no question that it's very hard to start a business during any time, and during a recession, it, you know, carries its own challenges. It's much harder to drum up business to raise money, for example. But I think if you look at history, you'll find that the entrepreneurial spirit really thrives in situations of adversity, and that a lot of great companies have been built during bad times, such as Hewlett-Packard or Apple Computer or Google most recently, which came of age during the tech bust.
That's true.
Interesting. Well, you got to admire the fortuitiveness, the sense of risk-taking of someone who would start a business in 2009. But that describes you, Michael Sclafani, right?
Correct.
Michael Sclafani is the owner of Park Delicatessen. Now, you sell dry goods, right?
We sell dry goods, skateboards, and fresh-cut flowers.
And dry goods, skateboards.
Is there a lot of crossover there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find a flower dry goods skateboard shop in Brooklyn. A lot of people say, you know, that's what we need around here. Why'd you choose those products?
We wanted to do something creative. Initially, we were just looking for a storefront to use as an office for our previous businesses when we found out we were having a baby. And the idea kept evolving into, like, well, we should sell skateboards because there's a big skateboard community and there's no place to buy flowers around here. And we collected antiques, so we decided to bring in some of that kind of stuff. Eventually, our old businesses started to slow down a lot, and the store became a full-time job.
Are you actually employed here?
Excuse me?
I mean, you're actually employed. This is actually a moneymaker for you.
Well, it's only 7 months old, so time will tell. I mean, we've been able to pay the rent every month, thankfully, but we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years.
And how do you take that to a bank and say, hi, I'd like to open a skateboard flower dry goods shop in my neighborhood?
We actually didn't take it to the bank. We used our own money.
Wow. Julie LaPierre is the owner of Dress Code, a consignment shop up in Plattsburgh, New York. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning.
Did you finance yourself, or did you actually ask a bank if it was a good idea to open a consignment shop this time of year?
I actually financed it myself also.
All right. How much are you into this business here?
Not a lot, because it's consignment, so I don't have a lot of overhead. I'd have to say, to open the store and get it fixed up, it was about 10 grand.
Oh, that's not too bad. Spencer Ante, what do you think of these two characters? Are they typical of the kinds of entrepreneurs we see in the downturns, retail, but with a certain kind of creative twist to it?
Yeah, I would say there's some things that sound typical about what they're doing. I mean, first is that they raise money from, you know, their own money to fund their venture. I think you're hearing a lot of stories about entrepreneurs who are raising money either from themselves or from their friends and family, because it's hard to get loans from a bank, or it's hard to raise money from angel investors or venture capitalists. But, you know,
but is that an argument, Spencer, is that an argument for federal policy maybe to change and focus more on people like Julie and Michael rather than keep credit so tight and only give it out to the General Motorses of the world?
I think it's a great argument, and you're not hearing a lot about that from Washington. I think that if you look at the economy, you'll find that most of the jobs are created by small businesses. You hear this a lot. And in particular, you'll find, as you look at history, that most of the jobs that are created after recessions are particularly coming from small companies.
Interesting. Julie LaPierre, what do you need to make it through the next month, 6 month, year horizon? I don't know how far you look ahead in a business like Dress Code.
don't know. I actually have to say, as soon as I open my doors, I've been very busy. My niche, I guess, kind of caters to maybe a recession. I think I'm a little bit recession-proof because I have to say it's been amazing. I haven't really had a slow day.
That's fantastic. Michael Sclafani, how about you?
I think I need to be creative and keep coming up with ideas that stay one step ahead, or with the skateboard product, try to find these brands that other skate shops and mail order companies and people that I'm competing with don't have yet.
Would that be like buy one skateboard, get flowers free, or
no? Just more about it, more creative approach to the stuff that we're carrying. Like try not to get the exact same stuff that a skate shop a few miles away might have.
Julie, you were laid off from teaching, correct?
Yes.
So let me ask you, for small business owners like yourself who went into this because you were having trouble finding another job, and that's a lot of people in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Were you to get a job, would you leave this consignment shop?
No.
You would stay with it.
Wow.
Yes. This has been the greatest adventure. I just have had a great time, and it's what our community needed. Everybody, at least once a day, someone comes in and says, this is what our community needed, and I just love being my own boss.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, there are a lot of people listening who I'm sure are on the fence as to whether they should go about doing something exactly like you've done here, Michael and Julie. From all three of you, Michael, Julie, and Spencer, a bit of advice for the entrepreneur who's going to slip off the fence and maybe go for it. Michael, you first.
I would just say just go for it, but you have to have a plan. You can't just go crazy. You have to, like, have a plan. And the biggest bit of advice, there's a lot of vacant stores around right now.
So you can get commercial real estate for cheap. Michael Sclafani is the owner of Park Delicatessen, a skateboard flower dry goods shop in Brooklyn, New York. Julie, advice?
Basically, I just say to stay positive and to go for it, but you really do have to have a really good business plan. Do your research and make sure you have all your ducks in a row and just really stay positive, though. Positive is the key, I think.
And you're open right now?
Yes.
Julie LaPierre, owner of Dress Code, a consignment shop in Plattsburgh, New York. Spencer Ante, take us out.
I would just say here's some advice for the Obama administration and the bigger picture, which is that, they're doing this health care reform bill. It's going to raise the cost of health insurance. They're raising taxes. All this is bad for small business. If you want to get job creation going during the U.S. economy, you need to focus on small business and make it easier for them to grow their business and not harder.
Spencer Ante, associate editor with Business Week and author of Creative Capital. Thanks to all three of you, and happy Black Friday.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.